Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Lessons from my mom's nursing home for you and me for our nursing home stay. Well, folks, the fastest growing age group in the United States is the very old, people 90 and up. Hallmark sales of happy 100th birthday cards exceeded 75,000 a year recently. And the older one gets, the older one is likely to get because we've dodged all the bullets that can kill us as youngins. My father lived to 78, but statistics say he probably would have gone to 88 if he hadn't smoked. My mother is, goodness gracious, 97. So I've got good odds of blowing out lots of candles on my birthday cake. Now, if you sharpen up your pencil and do the math, you can probably predict fairly well how many candles you'll see on your cakes. Why is this so important? Because if we make it to 85, there's a 50-50 chance that we'll develop Alzheimer's, and ever-rising odds of physical disability, too. My mom has Alzheimer's, has for at least 10 years, going downhill mentally, but only been in a nursing home for the last two. I visit once a week. Sometimes she doesn't know my name, introduces me as her husband or her brother. Recently, she clocked me one for who knows why. Often when she first sees me, she lights up and runs to me, as a 97-year-old can run, and her delight is heartwarmingly delightful. What am I learning from my visits there? Well, first, the emotional cost of caring for someone with Alzheimer's, even if the person's in a good home and sometimes delightful, is staggering. The most stressful thing I've ever dealt with. Second, most people in nursing homes have Alzheimer's, but some very old people are sharp and vibrant and pleasant, physically disabled somehow, but for my money, on the better side of that 50-50 split. Third, nursing homes, no matter how good the staff and setting, are not much fun despite everyone's best efforts. Finally, I've learned that there are things one can do to shift the odds in our favor of staying out as long as possible and maybe, fingers crossed, never getting to a nursing home. Some are obvious. Drive carefully and keep our blood pressure in check to avoid a stroke. And my friend, Dr. Sharon Brangman, head of upstate gerontology, tells me only a tiny fraction of Alzheimer's is genetic. The best bets for keeping our noodling happily along are a Mediterranean-style diet, regular moderate exercise like brisk walking, and staying intellectually and socially active. And regular exercise, and all those other things too, go a long way to keeping us free from physical disability too. I'll take the exercise bike and treadmill and dance floor and plain old walking shoes over the wheelchair any day. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.